see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Campbell, and I am your host for this afternoon and every time I come on. And welcome to the Watching for Jesus. Family, today we'll finish up, hopefully, with the attack on your schools, your children, what's really going on. I have been for the past 3 weeks, actually. With programs trying to wake people up, because the only way to know, to slow things down, to stop, to divert them, control it, whatever, in your favor, is to know what you're really up against. If you don't know what you're up against, you will not even come close to winning anything. You will be subjugated. It will happen. In one way or another. You have to know your enemy. Can't run away from it. It's not always positive either. Only way to make it positive is to understand what the negative is. How can you make something positive if the negative is unknown? How's that possible? How's that possible? Any military operation knows that. You got to find out your true negatives. And then you turn the negatives into positives. If you don't know the negatives, you have no chance to turn them positive. They just sneak up on you and got you. And you say, where'd that come from? That's how it really works. Well, I point out the negatives. And I give you the positives. The positives of how to deal with it. positive isn't always that you're going to stop it. It's how you minimize it if you can't stop it. There's always a solution. Every problem has a solution. Everyone. Sometimes the solution is not one we like. But there's always a solution. Sometimes it's long term. Sometimes it's short term. But you can't have a solution unless you know the problem. I don't understand it. But you can watch Andy Griffin if you want to, or Dancing with the Stars anytime you want. That's not going to solve your problems in your home, in your school, that's being attacked for the past, Lord knows how many generations. I'm going to explain that today. Oh, you teachers. Joint Chief of Staff, legislators, CEOs, to expose you, and the preachers, they're not telling the truth. Jesus Christ is the only way. There's never been a human solution ever in the human history, ever. You can't name one. Not one. We didn't even win our freedom in 1776 or 1860s or 1945. We didn't. We just brought the Nazis over. Never has humans ever solved the problem in our history, ever. So finally, I'm going to dedicate the program here, as I do that the only solution is a supernatural one, because you're dealing with supernatural forces. And until those that are in control of some sort, or groups that are diverse or opposite each other, fight each other, until they come together and realize who the true friendlies are and the true enemies are, you will never solve this. Your families will be in division, which I'll explain today, and why they are. And you can go ahead and run if you want to, and listen to another broadcast if you want to, but I'm going to tell you what the truth is, whether you like it or not. If you don't want to hear it, well, you don't want to be here. I'll tell you that right now, because I want to tell you the truth. But with it comes solutions. Some you don't like, some you may have to change your way of living. But there are solutions. Every problem has a solution. Every problem. Every worry has a solution. One way to solve a worry is to make a decision. But it must be an informed decision. Dedicate the broadcast and let's get moving here, because I'm going to do the best I can to simplify an extremely complex situation. For you all, I hope it'll be simple. But to explain it in simple terms, it's very complex conspiracy that's been put before us for generations. That's going to come to a close, by the way. And not in their favor. Right now it looks like it is, but it absolutely is not. It's impossible for them to win. It's impossible for them to succeed on the long term. It's impossible. But they try to make it seem and appear like they are. Some of them are even fooled. Who are they? Your highest level of governments, legislators, presidents, prime ministers, kings, queens, they actually believe that they're going to succeed. And where Bush says, and we will, he must be one of the main ones that's deceived. All of them are deceived. They've been deceived by a supernatural being. And unless they repent of what they've done, God's going to slam dunk them so hard they can't even imagine what's going to come down. I don't wish it upon them. I pray that they'll come around. But that's all we can do, is pray for an awareness, an awakening, and never wish harm to anyone. but not to forget that God says that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And it will happen. Because you are dealing with a supernatural world of which you can't even see. If you can't see it, how do you fight it unless you use supernatural also? There's no other way. So in our natural realm, we take complete control, take control of our families. And by the families, we take control of our country in the right way. That's the only way to do it. I'm going to tell you how it works today. Then you make up your own mind. So before I get moving, sometimes I get my go-fasters on and I get hitting the ground too hard running and forget the most important part. Lord, thank you tonight, today, this afternoon. Father, for another time again, we get to have our broadcast. On this 6th of February, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity we have 5 days a week, Father, we can speak. Lord, I pray to you that the Holy Spirit will spread this and what they call a viral way, that the Holy Spirit will spread this knowledge, will spread this and open up people's minds, that they'll come to look to you, Father, to humble and pray to your Son, Jesus Christ, and open up the way and open up the path. By divine appointments, to bring those to repentance, by their own free will. That, Lord, through sanctification of family, of wife to husband, husband to wife, of parents to children, to bring back the way it should be before those tribulations begin. Before that time comes where the minds are sealed away from the truth. Because we know when they turn away from the truth, Lord, that you're going to seal it away. But, Father, to turn those toward the truth before that time comes. Before that time, the reprobate mind is set upon them. To give us opportunity to witness to those that are seeking the truth and are confused or deceived by the education, by the religious, by the political side. In other ways, it's keeping people away from the truth. That, Lord, you'll open up their minds and hearts and give divine appointments to witness about the truth about Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for our brethren that we prayed for in the past, for healings, for protection. And those that's trying to, that's being convicted, that when they repent, Lord, that you'll protect them against the attacks by Satan and his minions that go some many times on a personal level. Father, we need an awakening in this country. No matter what it is, we need an awakening to bring those to repentance. And Lord, to give us an opportunity of our own selves to confirm with each other, opportunities to witness to others before this all changes. Father, be in this generation or the next, we know that death is a dividing line. And the day of our death we don't know, but Father, to be ready. The day of the tribulations we don't know, but Father, to be ready. Which means, Lord, we need to be ready at any time. Lord, we thank you. We do ask you that you provide us for more and future broadcasts and Bible studies and, Father, to use them in your service. Father, forgive me of my sins, that the Holy Spirit will guide me, that I can guide others to the truth. And, Father, convict me if I fall away, if I have thoughts that's not pleasing to you. Because sometimes, Lord, I do fall. I do have thoughts that sometimes are not pleasing. And, Father, I pray you give me conviction in my heart to stop it. I can't do it myself. Father, listen to the prayers of those individually that are praying right now. And, Father, for those barriers that's keeping us back from our prayers being answered, to put upon our hearts that which we must do to open up that line of prayer. This I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, today I'm going into humanism, and it seems to, I'm not going to say I know why, because I don't really, but there seems to be an awareness of humanism and churches and speakers in the past month even. It seems that humanism is finally coming of age, that people are starting to recognize it's not Islam. Islam's an enemy, sure, it's a made enemy by the Vatican. It's not Zionism, Jews, Christian identity. You need to get your head out where the sun don't shine and get with the truth. Because you're being lied to by your preachers. And they know what they're doing. They're lying. And they're twisting scriptures of the Christian identity cult group. You need to get out of there now. And the Calvinists, and Lutherans, and Mormons, and Jehovah's Witnesses, and all religions, you need to get out of religion and get with Jesus. He's not about any religion. That's the only way, 2 Chronicles 7:14. You can look it up while I'm talking. Oh, if you would, before I really get started, is go to TalkStream Live, if you would, at least this hour, 4 to 5, and then the second hour, 5 to 6, to go to TalkStreamLive.com and click on my picture, assuming it's still there, and then that green bar to the right, a video player will come up, probably, and then you click it off if you want to go back to my website. Or you can listen to me there at TalkStream Live. Either one, click that green bar. I don't care either way. But as long as you click the green bar. And it gives me a vote. It gives me to move me up in the rankings. If I move up in the rankings, people will want to listen. My Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And my website is watchmanforjesus.com. And I hope to be calm today, but I'm fired up a little bit. I also want to remind you that we're played up at highpointradio.net, highpointradio.net, John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, Kirkler, highpointradio.net, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He's got sponsors, so you can check with his website for the sponsors there and use his sponsors if you decide to do so. So remember that. Okay. I want to show you something real quick. I don't recall, actually, I've done this many times, I don't remember right now, so I'm just going to do it anyway. There was a, in the Red Fog of America, it was talking about an actual operation that was going on back in the 1950s up till today. Till today. And they had a set of plans that the Illuminati had put forth, and they've all come true. Fluoridating the water, medicating a nation with fluorine, fluoride, marijuana later, cocaine in your Coca-Cola, relieves fatigue. Yeah, well, no kidding. 1880s to 1970s and 80s to get you addicted to Coca-Cola. That was the purpose of it. Combine, mix all races together, and they're plan, which hadn't happened yet, is to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing all the races together. That's always been the purpose of the United States from the very beginning. World War III will take care of the rest, unfortunately. Family, I got this all documented. They've used atheistic communism, Zionism, all the isms that you can come up with, they have created to cause us to go to war with each other. Now, I'm leading up to something now. I'm leading up to something. The wars that's been fought since 1946, Korea, Indochina, Malay, were training exercises for the communist troops, giving communist officers a needed experience. That was for. And we helped them by design at the highest level. Joint Chief of Staff are traitors. of this country, of God. Them going to Catholic churches and churches means nothing. They've taken a blood oath. They're well aware of what's going on. And they are traitors. I don't care if you went to school or Joint Chief of Staff College or Command of Staff College. It don't matter. When they went with the Joint Chief of Staff and they've taken a blood oath with the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars, they have turned their back on you. Even if they're your blood brother, it doesn't matter. They are your enemy, pretending to be your friend. That is an absolute fact. It's not an opinion. Because they've now turned their life over to Lucifer. Some of them don't even realize it. That's no excuse. The first part of the plot was put into effect. Remember these dates now. Because you're going to hear them again today. 1949 and 1950, it all started here in America to take us down. By our own country, our own Joint Chief of Staff, our own legislative branches, and our own CEOs, all part of the occult organization within the United States. As directed by Tavistock and the Council of Foreign Relations, all of them working together. ...1945 to 1950... it kicked off. That's when it all started. Planned back in the early 1900s. Held back until through the wars. With the long-range plans, listen carefully. History proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that the plans for World War I and II were already laid before 1871. History does not support these charges, but history proves they carried out their long-range plan literally from 1772, generation to generation, till 1952, like clockwork. One snafu in 1943, there were to be a new world order. It failed to happen. And in 1999, it failed to happen. Because see, God's in control. You still have people that pray in the United States. Their plan was never to succeed. Then they used all the isms to set it up. Now, here's one of my main points. To do the medication, the fluoridation, marijuana, drugs of all kinds, started in the 1960s. Fluoridation began in the year 1900. Their plan was to increase of the world's population, was to be strictly controlled on the lie and the excuse that the earth cannot feed the numbers which result from unrestricted births. That's a lie, family. There's nothing true about it at all. Rockefellers were born to lie. The Rockefellers are just like all the other Illuminati members, of which are 26 families, I won't even go into today. But their plan was to decide how many human beings required to serve the state. They've been practicing this for the longest time. They'll select males, females, picked by their mental or physical features. This is 1950. I'm reading this from their planning process. I'm not making this up. Certain ones will father the human race by means of artificial insemination. Women who've been specially selected will be used as human incubators. Extensive experiments were done behind the Iron Curtain in this field of science since early 1900s, before 1920s. And that after these steps of this conspiracy have been accomplished, it's a simple matter to erase all knowledge of God from the human mind by scientific brainwashing systematically applied. This is not natural. This is supernatural planning. Now, here's my point. One of many points I'm going to make today. February the 4th. That's 2 days ago. This plan is in full force. Evidence right here. The UK makes a move toward making babies from DNA of three people combined. To allow scientists to create humans from DNA out of three people. Technology to liberate future generations. Future generations. Remember the word generations. You're going to hear that quite a bit today. The lie is that the technology is going to help liberate future generations from inherited diseases that they've caused. I don't add that, but it's true. But critics say it crosses a fundamental scientific boundary and could lead to designer babies. Right there is the slam dunk evidence of what I've been saying all along is now made public. Genetically modified foods for genetically modified people, they'll be chipped, is a reality. Now, you can deny it if you want to. You will lose because they're doing it. Now, I found a recording that, now, I'm assuming that most of who's listening today have been listening to me this past week, talking about humanism, and how the colleges, education, has been their mainspring for changing our thinking from 1950s until today, by redesigning each generation. See, really, if you think about it for a minute, we've always assumed there's a difference of generation gap. Say, for example, a man that's 60 today should never marry a younger woman more than 20 years younger or 30 or whatever. That's crazy, right? Because there's a generation gap, correct? You say, well, Yogi Bear. And they'll say, who? Who is that? Things you know that these people today, the younger people, don't know. Well, technically, there should not be any generation gap, really, when you think about it for a minute. The family unit passes on the values to the children. Isn't that how it's supposed to work? It did for, gosh, a couple hundred years. There's no generation gaps until you get to the 1950s. Then all of a sudden, you got massive generation gaps every generation, every 10 years. Granted, technology has something to do with it. That's not it, though. This has been carefully, perfectly organized, orchestrated, planned, and put forth by a group called Tavistock. They set the basics of it up in 1921 with the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London. Full swing in 1947. Oh, 47, you say. 48, 49, 50. It was operating before 1947, but it became public in full swing in 1947. Tavistock, a massive, massive organization that controls world's cultures today and causes the generation gap that you experience in your home. See, the idea that I have is to bring it home to your front door. Not some ambiguous political theories I'm throwing out at you that you won't be tested on and how boring. No, I'm telling you, this is in your front door. This is why your children do what they do, and what they don't do is because of what I'm telling you today. Well, actually, all week. I'm going to play you a recording that it just dawned on me today. Lays it right out. And I don't even think they realize it. I don't think the ones in this movie called Newsroom or Newsweek or News Board, Newsroom or something, whatever it is. It's a segment that I found without profanity in it that really describes what's been orchestrated by design. And they've taken, as you can see in this dialogue that you're going to hear in a second, they've taken religion out of it. It shows the humanism that's infected our education system by design to poison the minds of our youth. And the baby boomers were literally targeted beginning in 1947, 1948, before they were born. And the early baby boomers were targeted when they were born, so that you would have a generation gap. So the parents have called the quiet generation of World War I and II, parents of the baby boomers, would not be able to pass on that family tradition. Therefore, starting the attack, starting the generation gap, artificially, I'll tell you exactly how they did it. And you'll have to go back and do the recording on the recording, because I can't go slow on this. I'm just going to throw it out at you. The attack was so massive that the following methods were used as planned in the Bilderberg Trilateral Commission in 1973, the Club of Rome, the Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs, United Nations, sitting around together, planning how they're going to attack the baby boomers and short-circuit any lessons learned, any family tradition to not be passed on from the World War I, World War II era of the Quiet Generation, to circumvent it and destroy it by design of a plot so evil you send a chill down your spine. Orchestrated. And I'll tell you exactly, and everyone I tell you, I have evidence for in the study. Feminism was planned a long time ago. Civil rights movement, long time ago. Civil rights movement was planned in the 17th century. Feminism was planned in the 18th century. To take place in the very time it needed it in the 1960s. Oh yeah, it sure was. Here we go. Feminism, the racial wars, anti-war demonstrations in the 60s were funded, planned, trained, orchestrated by design. They searched out disgruntled veterans and paid them. Agent Orange was designed to start cancer in our troops. Had them taking field showers. I'll talk about that next week. With the barrels of Agent Orange, didn't tell them. The polio vaccines laced with cancer cells in 30 million Americans, 1952 to 54 is confirmed. The whole idea was to reduce the life expectancy of the baby boomers. That's a fact. The drugs brought in South America in the 1950s, 60s, and then Vietnam in the 1960s, and Afghanistan in the 1990s. That's why they're trying to kill our troops, so they won't come back home telling you about the drugs and the new top secret weapons being used on the Iraqi citizens. That's why they're killing off our troops, so they won't be able to testify about what's really going on over there. Humanism infecting the schools and the teachers being culpable in this design since 1970s, set up in the 1950s. Death education, humanism in the schools. Rock and roll music was set up by Tavistock, Elvis Presley, Beatles, coupled with drugs. It was all discussed in a round table. How to do it. Yoga, transcendental meditation. Religions. Designed, prefabricated. Designer religions. Abortions. Make them easy. Divorces, make them easy. How we do that. And they listed ways to do it. And it was put forth. Diabetes has been set up on purpose. Our soft drinks, put cocaine in the Coca-Cola, got people addicted to it for generations. Now take them off the cocaine and add tons of sugar. That was by design. Fluorine in the water in the year 1900. Then some 20 years later, now let's make aluminum pots and pans. I have this documented. I'm not making it up. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is documented by them. The purpose was to reduce the immune system. To create and cause Alzheimer's, because they knew that acetyl chloroline, acetylcholine, is an enzyme in the brain. They knew about it. It's responsible for memory. People's Pharmacy has a list of drugs that blocks this enzyme over-the-counter prescriptions. And one of the ways of doing it is by aluminum. Reynolds. Aluminum, Reynolds, tobacco, aluminum salts or chemicals in your cigarettes. Marlboros, anyone? Tipperillos? Causes Alzheimer's. Aluminum, pots and pans, 1940s and 50s, percolators. They knew that aluminum and fluorine mixed together over the long term causes chronic fluorosis. I've got a list of the, that was in my baby boomer days. Now I know where the boils came from when I was 3 years old and two. Chronic fluorosis. Fluorine, fluoride in the Pablum baby food. Family, this was not accidental. Health insurance made expensive. Health insurance, the ultimate aim, of course, money. But to set up suicide, right to die, with dignity. That's coming. They tried to pass it in 1989. For your children. It's being worked on in Oregon and Texas right now. A breakdown of family discipline has been orchestrated. Disrespect of parents has been orchestrated. Psychotherapy, nonsense, and yoga, I already mentioned that. Family, that's the short list. So in other words, this is not some sociological trend that's happening. These jingles they come up with, a twerking thing. Tavistock says through, what can we do? Let's call it twerking. Okay, well, put it out viral. They plan these things. You understand this? And the marches are paid, trained. Wall Street, Ferguson. All these things were orchestrated by the elite. The leaders are paid, trained, and they go out. They can speak, get free people fired up. And the people doing it don't even know they're being used. Gramsci talks about this. I am not giving you theory. I am telling you absolute fact. Unless you know the problem, you're going to be going around bouncing off the walls, wondering why your kid's doing this, why people doing that, and I don't care if you're a Harvard professor, you better get your head pulled out of where the sun don't shine and get with the news and get with the truth. Otherwise, you're lost in space. And your books and your lectures are worthless. And that's another fact. Everything I can tell you, I can prove it. You need to find out for yourselves, though. Now, I've basically laid a little bit of groundwork. Now I want to move to the next step. And I found this to be, it just dawned on me a little while ago, that I can use this. Now, I don't agree with everything said entirely, but it pretty much tells you, and when this person talks about the problems in America, what they don't realize, even on the script of the program, it's all been orchestrated. It's all been orchestrated. Here we go.
Okay. We'll go on to the next question. You, sir.
My name's Stephen. I'm a junior, and my question's for Will McAvoy. Do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or an Independent?
I consider myself a New York Jets fan, Stephen. Since it's been brought up, you've almost religiously avoided stating or even implying a political allegiance. Is that because, as a news anchor, you feel the integrity of your broadcast would be compromised?
That sounds like a good answer. I'll take it.
Are you willing to say here tonight whether you lean right or left?
I voted for candidates run by both major parties.
Let's move on to the next question. Go ahead.
Hi. My name is Jenny. I'm a sophomore, and this is for all three of you. Can you say why America is the greatest country in the world?
Diversity and opportunity.
Lewis?
Freedom and freedom. So let's keep it that way.
Will?
The New York Jets.
No, I'm going to hold you to an answer on that. What makes America the greatest country in the world?
Well, Lewis and Sharon said it. Diversity and opportunity and freedom and freedom.
I'm not letting you go back to the airport without answering the question.
Well, our Constitution is a masterpiece. James Madison was a genius. The Declaration of Independence is, for me, the single greatest piece of American writing.
You don't look satisfied.
One's a set of laws and the other's a declaration of war. I want a human moment from you. What about the people? Why is America...
Not the greatest country in the world, Professor. That's my answer.
You're saying...
Yes.
Let's talk about...
Fine. Sharon, the NEA is a loser. Yeah, it accounts for a penny out of our paycheck, but he gets to hit you with it any time he wants. It doesn't cost money. It costs votes. It costs airtime and column inches. You know why people don't like liberals? Because they lose. If liberals are so smart, how come they lose so always?
Hey.
And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. 107 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And yeah, you, sorority girl, just in case you accidentally wander into a voting booth one day, there's some things you should know. And one of them is there is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories. Number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period generation period ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what you're talking about. Yosemite?
Sure used to be. We stood up for what was right. We fought for moral reasons. We passed laws, struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed. We cared about our neighbors. We put our money where our mouths were, and we never beat our chest. We built great big things, made ungodly technological advances, explored the universe, cured diseases, and we cultivated the world's greatest artists and the world's greatest economy. We reached for the stars, acted like men. We aspired to intelligence. We didn't belittle it. It didn't make us feel inferior. We didn't identify ourselves by who we voted for in the last election, and we didn't scare so easy. We were able to be all these things and do all these things because we were informed by great men, men who were revered. First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one. America is not the greatest country in the world anymore. enough?
See, family, I realize that was pretty profound. There are angels, though, by the way, and there's a Jesus Christ. So even the movies, although they have a bit of truth to them, they rings true, they're always some little zinger they throw in there. We've been placated since the 1776. Oh, yeah. Set up. Propped it up to be the pit bull dog for the Jesuits and the Freemasons and the Knights of Malta and the Knights of Columbus and the Illuminati and so forth to collect debt under the guise of fighting for freedom. That leaves all kinds of implications. I'm a veteran. A Marine Corps veteran. I joined for one purpose and one purpose only in my 1970s as a baby boomer. I joined for only one reason. I wanted to be an ocean archaeologist. I didn't have any really military background when I first joined. I didn't have a, you know, father was he was one of the 100 out of the 25th Infantry went to Korea. He was one of the 100 pulled out and sent to Japan. Go figure. Out of 25,000. Then the 25th and 26th Infantry of Korea, they were overwhelmed by 9 divisions of Chinese and almost wiped out. But my dad was in Japan. Well, that wipeout in Korea was caused by our State Department, not the Chinese. State Department made sure that Communist China remained communist by blockading the free Chinese from invading China in 1950s. That's what really happened. Oh, the evidence is coming from John MacArthur. Confirms it in his diary. Yeah, buddy. They didn't tell the Korean veterans that, or the Vietnam veterans, it was planned to lose. They were going to be infected by cancer with the Agent Orange and targeted by the own CIA working with the Russians. They didn't tell them that when it went over there. I wanted to go to Vietnam. I wanted to kill me a commie, for Christ. It was my mind. A gun in one hand, a Bible in another is my thinking back in those days. Because I had the same idea that everybody else had to kill commies. Reds. And then come back home and be a highway patrolman or do something, whatever. But I just wanted to go over there and kill our enemies. If I didn't come back, well, it's just the way it goes. It's the way it works. I come back in pieces, disabled, that's the way it goes. You accept what comes, but the main thing is to go fight for my country and kill for my country. I didn't realize that those long-haired hippies were right. Of course, and again, I didn't realize they were trained, too, by the establishment. A lot I didn't know back then, because I was part of the baby boomer targeted. God knows what, only God knows what the Vietnam veterans that actually went to Vietnam and ended 1975. But then the indication is that 100,000 of them since 1975 committed suicide between 1975 and 2012. That means 168,000 died from Vietnam. 26 suicides per day of our veterans today. Per day. All this is being orchestrated, family, and the Joint Chief of Staff are highly responsible for the murder of every single troop going back generations. And the Council of Foreign Relations, the blood is upon their hands. As evidence confirms. So why is this happening? We have no belief in God. Individuals? Yes. That's what's kept us propped up so far. Oh, but that's falling away quickly. The voting, the communist agenda, which controls our country even today, was to gain control of both parties. And FDR confirms this. They've always had control of both parties. How? Through the Council of Foreign Relations. The lie has been voting. We've never voted a president in, ever in our history. That's correct. So when the guy says on there, the actor says about wandering into the voting booth, it doesn't matter. The president's already chosen. They're going to play this till 2016. They already know who's going to be appointed as president. It's already picked. This is going to play the stupid game till 2016. The Illuminati, the CFR. And here's the stats he cited off. They've been hidden from the public pretty much. Mortality is high. Moral reasons were destroyed in the 1960s by design. Humanism has been the cause. It's always been set up. They don't wait to the second to set it up. It's always set up a decade, a generation ahead of time. That's how they've been able to do this. So now it's time to tell you exactly, in the most simple way I can, of what's really going down. What you all been up against for the longest time. Humanism is the enemy. They're making you think. When you say in the Iron Mount Report, the Commission to How to Control People in the Time of Peace, beginning in 1963, because they knew that's how it was going to be until World War III. It was already planned between Zionism and Islam. That's the real World War III yet to come. Not Russia and China. That's a play. They're just playing it out. The real World War III is Zionism and Islam. And that will result in 3/4 of a population reduction. That's the real World War III. But they got to play. When they got to play around these stupid games, and our Joint Chief of Staff knows all about it, working with the KGB, they all work together. Okay. If you all look up, save me time from saying it on the air. Yeah. Commerce Goals, that's published. They publish everything that's in congressional records. It tells you, 1963, the Commerce Goals set forth of what we're up against. They don't teach you this in college. They don't teach you much at all in college, really, to tell you the truth, except humanism. People are starting to learn that. Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you. Fictitious ultimate enemies. That doesn't mean that they don't exist. It just means that the blame is being placed upon a fictitious enemy, like Islam. It's controlled by the Vatican, created in the 6th century. Zionism, for the Christian identity and white folk. So it's the doggone Jews. Others say it's a black conspiracy. You got to be kidding me. I mean, people, it got no brain, man. And then others, majority say because the news says it, because it's an Islamic conspiracy. But the real conspiracy of the secret societies, and your next door neighbor that's a secret society member, and some of them don't even know. And humanism, you start at 5 years old and you train them to placate them. And that's exactly what's happened. And very quickly, regular people that listen to me, bear with me just a second. I'll make this quick. To the point. Brought Chris Holm, 1948, 1953, sums it up quite well. He says, he was director of the United Nations World Health Organization. He said, 1948 to 1953, notice the date, to achieve world government, that's where we're headed now. It is necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and the religious dogmas. Unquote. He goes on to talk about, in this quote, comparing the training they get in schools for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 9 months out of the year, versus 1 hour a week of church training, if they get that at all. Which do you think is going to win out? And number 17 of 1963 plan says, and I quote, to get control of the schools, use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda, soften the curriculum, get control of teachers' associations, and put the party line in textbooks. 19. Use student riots to foment public protests against programs and organizations which are under communist attack. Gain control of all student newspapers. Family, all this was done. Like clockwork. And it matches everything said in quotes going all the way back to 1950. Even to control the art into modern art so it means nothing. Everybody says it means something, but nobody can really tell you what. It's because everybody else says so. Now, number 40, quote, discredit the family as an institution, encourage promiscuity and easy divorce, and number 41, emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents, attribute prejudices, mental blocks, retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents, and number 42, create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition. The students and special interest groups should rise up and use the united force to solve economic, political, and social problems. And 44 was to internationalize the Panama Canal. That was accomplished by Jimmy Carter. That he's a Luciferian. He's a Satanist. Of that, there's no doubt. Because of the quotes and his goals, 2000 and so forth. Depopulation plan. He upsforded the one from Kissinger and Haig. In SSM 200, depopulation, that means kill a lot of people. I don't mince words around. And to give you actual testimony, finally, to confirm what I've been telling you, Brock Chisholm said, well, 1973, to reiterate, Dr. Chester Pierce said, and I quote, in front of 2,000 teachers, in 1973 in Denver, Colorado, Teachers Conference, NEA, he said, and I quote, every child in America who enters school to age of 5 is mentally ill. He comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. At 5 years old? Oh. Continuing, it's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating international children of the future, unquote, 1973. What he's saying at 5 years old, he comes with school, all these things? No, he gets it from his parents. That's what he's telling you. So 1973 was when the baby boomers had been through the shock of the 1960s. And had been unlearned from what they were taught by their parents because of the 60s. Drugs, free love, anti-God. So it's ready to be instituted in the education system. That's what the 60s were for, said about Tavistock. Do you all see what happened? This was socially engineered by careful design by experts to bring us where we are today. A lot of people don't know that. So when this started last week, early this week, I called it Weep for Your Children. Because that's where it starts. And the way these suckers do it, very sneaky-like, is by a process called values clarification. Now, that's so innocuous, it's like, so what? Values clarification? Oh, okay. That's how they've instituted this program. For an example, values clarification taught to teachers and what to do in their classrooms is to have the students clarify their values. So find out what their values are so you can manipulate them. For example, number one, it tells them. It's what the teachers are told to do. So I'm telling you exactly how this Dr. Chester Pierce, he knew how this was being done. And 2,000 teachers were already. So I've been saying all along, how is it that in 1973, 2,000 teachers in a teachers' conference, and this so-called Dr. Pierce from Harvard University says those words, that their 5-year-old kid is mentally ill. They didn't just walk out or sign a petition to have him fired. Nothing. Because through the 1960s, they were engineered for the new thinking by design. In the values clarification exercises are taught then, quote, number one, for example, in clarifying your values, use the list of, quote-unquote, sample values, sample values, right, manipulation propaganda, included as a guideline. Where's your parents at? And add any others that may apply to your life. Okay, now it really gets keen. Number two, they don't stop, they start real quick. Start by identifying your inherent values. Okay. Use the form by the same name and list the top values of your mom. CPS, standby. Huh? Isn't that neat? Dad, or the people who raised you. So use the form by the same name and list the top values of your mom, your dad, or whoever raised you. The culture, predominant environments in which you were raised. Rural South, strict Irish Catholic. See what they've done? Who's that, sneaky or what? The mentor or boss who had the biggest impact on your life. You need to guess at what these people's values were. Based on the way they lived their life and things they said during the time when you were around them a lot and very most impressionable. So they try to pull it out of the child to restructure it for the humanist attitude. Oh, they're good. They are good. This is designed by Tavistock. Note again that this has nothing to do with shoulds. Forget about the way you think you should be living your life or the ways others think you should be living. The goal here is to capture the current reality of the situation so that you will have a place to start in creating your future. Unquote. That's an unquote. I just quoted what they're telling the kids. Now you tell me there's not a problem there in this values clarification. Number four. Quote, the next step in this values clarification process is to think about your ideal life. Listen to the guided visualization. That was awkward. Tape on envisioning your ideal values. These were young kids. It's the first selection on tape two, and if you don't have the tape, close your eyes and picture how your ideal life would look. Project out to age 55 to 65. How the dickens do you do that? What would be important to you then? Where are you living? Who is in your life? What are you doing? How much of that would you like to have in your life now? envision not only how your life looks, but who you're being in life. Now, remember the change of mind attitude that went through in the 1960s and 70s. And here comes the video games and the drugs. So it goes on to other manipulation methods and techniques in values aspiration, values clarification. What they're trying to do here is clarify the values from their point of view, from humanistic point of view. Humanism has infected our school. That is the real enemy. Fictitious, alternate enemies are things like Islam, environmental pollution, overpopulation, things that keeping you busy, tied up, while they work on the inside of the mind. That's how they do it. And they have a list here of aspired values, what you aspire to have, functional values like accountability, affection, autonomy, communication, competency, or aspired values, achievement, adventure, balance, beauty, family, freedom, fun, health, justice, love, etc. And then it has inherent values of your mom and your dad, 6 of them, 5. Your cultural values, 5 you list, and mentor or boss, 5. Which roles are running your life now, consciously or subconsciously? Say what? This is your values clarification. This is ideas that teachers use while you're working and your kids at school. Especially when they have Planned Parenthood come by and visit. Or they go to a morgue. Or they go to a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic just for a field trip. Y'all getting the point? Ideal values, values clarification. And it goes on to talk about that. I've got the actual document right here. I'm looking at PDF. Found it. I like to know what the enemy is doing. What is this thing called humanism then? So I got to wondering about how they did this. How did they pull this off? So I had someone to also look and give me a little hand because I had a hunch I was going to play. It tended to fall in place. That they have identified the list of generations. Why would they name all the generations? Because you see, each generation has a set of objectives to it to get them further and further away from God, further and further away from the parents, further and further away from the way you used to be into what they want you to be. Okay, the lost generation, known as the generation of 1914 in Europe, a term originated with Gertrude Stein to describe those who fought in World War I. See, they were taught the family values and patriotism and all that sort of thing. And so the members of the lost generation were born between 1883 and 1900. Fluidation began in the year 1900. Set up for World War I. Still family values. So the greatest generation, also known as the GI generation, was a generation that they now name include the veterans who fought in World War II. The greatest generation who fought in the wars. That, by the way, the wars were set up in 1871. The wars were set up in 1871 by Freemasons, by the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, the Jesuit liars that also set up Civil War. And Freemasons, the Revolutionary War that we never won. Boy, I got a problem with that one. Churchill, J.P. Morgan responsible, literally, for the murder of 1,201 lives aboard the Lusitania. Literally. Literally. Literally, FDR, Churchill, and the Japanese elite planned the death and murder of every sailor and Marine and Army in Pearl Harbor in the 1920s to take place December the 7th, 1941, was planned in the 1920s. Practiced in 1932. They knew at least 2 years ahead Pearl Harbor was coming. This was planned, orchestrated by design, and that is confirmed. Shall I continue on that realm? Don't get me started on Korea and Vietnam. That has all been pre-planned. The Greatest Generation was between 1901 and 1924. Coming of age during the Great Depression, that was planned in 1913, the Great Depression was. J.P. Morgan and the rest of them. The Greatest Generation. And then came the Silent Generation, known as the Lucky Few. They were born from 1925 until 1942. And that includes most of those who fought in the Korean War and many of you through the Vietnam War. Now, and then the baby boomers. Generation X. The millennials. And Generation Z. They've got all laid out. Now, next week, I'm going to hit that hardest and show you how they set this thing up. I got this all laid out. Family, it's been planned. They have specific objectives for each one. Through Tavistock. You see, none of this has been accidental. What have they set up that in the schools to lead us where we are today? This humanism. That is your enemy in your schools, and these teachers know about it. That's why they don't want homeschooling. Because they want them to themselves. That's why they have truant officers. That's why they have all these CPS. We're living in frightening times, and murder's always been with us. Ever since Cain killed righteous Abel in the Garden of Eden, murder's been a part of life as eating and drinking and desensitizing Americans to violence through the media. Murder. The big eye of the living rooms have played no small role in the TV. Now video games, hardening of people's hearts to violence and murder. Rape. No one seems to even notice the crimes of extreme violence anymore. Or they just ignore it. But worse now is the trend of murder of children by children. Humanism has caused this to happen. Children are exhibiting such astonishing levels of hate for each other. Now you got kids at 3 years old allegedly killing their parents with guns out of pocketbooks or Idaho, and recently a pregnant mother and the father was killed by or shot by a 2 year old. Some of this I don't even believe, but it's reported. A 12-year-old Florida boy, Christian Fernandez, faces first-degree murder charges for killing his 2-year-old brother. This is becoming commonplace. This is not sporadic. This is not just isolated. They wanted to be tried as an adult. This is only representative of many. This is increasing day to day, and people don't understand it, but it's coming from the schools. It's coming from the changes of morals through humanism. And we're letting it happen. I gave you solutions yesterday about how to short-circuit this training that they're getting in school on a daily basis. You can do it. Kansas City, Missouri, there's a 5-year-old girl drowned an 18-month-old boy in the bathtub. There's no accident either. It's on purpose. She confessed to dragging the toddler in the bathroom, drowning him in the tub, which was already filled with water, from other children in the home who had previously taken a bath. She didn't like him because he was crying too much. Feminist humanism is killing our families. It's being taught in your schools. NEA, NRA, all these organizations are your enemy. The organization trying to stop, and I'll talk about this in more detail next week, the suicides of our troops, Paul Rykoff, he's part of CFR. They're part of helping happen it. They're causing it to happen, slowing down any possible help by design. The kids today, due to humanism and the training they're getting in schools, while you're working or sitting home, is little by little warping their minds. And because the baby boomers are the grandparents, in some cases parents today, you've been numbed down in the ways I've just explained over the past hour and 15 minutes. We're not paying attention to it because of how we were handled as baby boomers in the ways I explained a little earlier. The Humanist Manifesto. Now, I want to get to it. Secular humanism is creeping on you. That's the real enemy. Not Islam, but secular humanism in your face on a regular basis. Humanists do not believe in moral absolutes or right or wrong. They believe that the end justifies the means. Freemasons. Does that sound familiar? Whatever you do, whatever you have to do, you get what you want is okay as long as you believe it's right. Without the information, you wonder about how a person could come up with such a ludicrous idea of children who buy into a lie because they're watered down, because the parents have been watered down through the 1960s and 70s. You see what's happened? That's what they did it. That's how it worked. You know, in one school, a student came home from an enrichment class and had a rebellious and terribly selfish attitude toward his family, especially his brothers and sisters. And the distraught mother, trying to find the problem out, asked the student why he became so selfish. Well, he explained, the school had told him he could choose to do anything he wanted. Values clarification. He was the only person who counted. His ideas were the only ideas of importance. What his parents or anyone else thought or wanted was of no importance to him. This is what he had been taught in school. So understand that the children are like little sponges and MP3 players on two legs. And they'll believe anything their teachers will tell them. Because they're taught by their parents like us to believe their teachers at one time. Follow Mr. Officer Friendly at one time. They're taught by society that teachers know better than what's best for our children. Because they got them 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 9 months out of the year, while you're working. Children who buy into this will one day grow up to be adults who perpetuate this lie. You know, there was one report I found where one lived in Germany. He made a very shocking statement to one American. He said, when they were shooting pool one night, I found this in another research. He said, you know, Hitler wasn't wrong for trying to exterminate the Jews because he thought he was doing the right thing. What? It would have been difficult. It would have been different if he had known it was wrong. Still did it. But he really thought he was doing the right thing. Therefore, it wasn't wrong. What? See, Adolf Hitler was second cousin to Churchill, Stalin, and Queen Elizabeth II. And they're still relatives of FDR and every president we've ever had. They all work together. See the thinking that these schools, the humanist attitude, values clarification, was doing to your kids? You can undo it every night when you find out what they've been taught. end justifies the means is nonsense. And Freemason parents believe this nonsense, that the ends justify the means, and they do not. And they actually go to church. How's that work? There's a Dr. Norris that said, and I quote, "Some intellectuals, even among the clergy, insist that values clarification methods can be used to instill proper values in children. They recognize that values clarification is not merely a neutral program, but one that can be used to bend or even brainwash the minds of children," unquote. And you go back to Dr. Pierce. See, it comes all the way around. Our schools are hotbeds for socialism, communism, humanism, witchcraft. They got Harry Potter Bible studies. They got a Harry Potter Bible study book. Eastern mysticism, Buddhism, other ungodly teachings. Teach your children right and wrong. Use the Bible as your authority, King James Bible. Pray, pray, pray all the time. Explain to children that there's a war going on between Satan and his followers, because the schools are saying otherwise. To get saved, to get smart. What are the teachings of humanism? We're going into that now. To show you what they're teaching your kids exactly. Right down to the nitty gritty. A quick summary and then down to details. In a summary, the common doctrines and goals of secular humanism, Marxism, and Leninism that's being taught to your children and to you since the 1950s and 60s, actually before that, but it really intensified after the 1950s, 48, 1950s, at least up to today. Number one, deny the existence of God in all the schools. Deny the existence of a soul. Deny existence of absolute moral laws. Hence the push about evolution, which is nonsense. Scientifically, it's impossible. Thermodynamics, entropy, completely nullifies evolution. Mutations are impossible. Mutations means it's missing something. Therefore, it dies in the reproduction process. I'm not a scientist, and I know that. Deny existence of any inalienable rights, including rights that guaranteed by U.S. Constitution. U.S. Constitution rendered null and void in 1938. A Tea Party and Oath Keepers, you better wake up, because you don't have a Constitution, never have. Y'all spinning your wheels, and this Sheriff Arpaio is full of mud. He's full of junk. Like a bunch of others that are Freemasons and otherwise. Bundys and all these guys. They're just leading you on, man. They're full of nonsense. Setting up division between militia and their police departments and so forth. They're just causing confusion. Causing y'all to fight each other. They deny the sanctity of individual human life. Hence abortion, euthanasia, right to dignity, right to die with dignity. All that's part of the humanist attitude being taught in your schools. With this values clarification. Claim they can only be successful in their utopia, New World Order, by establishing a world government or New World Order. And last but not least, and most importantly, as cited by Vladimir Lenin, as he learned from Adam Weishaupt 200 years earlier, quote, "They believe that the traditional family, must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace." That's what they study and practice and pass on. Because why? Because Jan Blitz says it best. In this world, 1984 in the winter, UN convention, she said in an article, What's Wrong with Children's Rights, said, and I quote, the traditional family structure imposes upon children attitudes of restraint, deference, and obedience, and shame, and breaks their will, represses their sexuality, turning them to artificial, authoritarian, sex-negating, compulsive, competitive, and manipulative human beings, unquote, Jan Blitz. So when they pass the International Rights to the Child that they tried to pass in 1989 and 1990, that Hillary Clinton was trying to push, and they failed to pass it, it's designed to take your children away from you. Now, that would bother me if it was me. I don't want to get people together and put a stomp on it. And they did. Because in 1999, 10 years before this thing was passed, we were supposed to have signed it, and the United Nations was supposed to take over the world in 1999 by the year 2000. The spark of the war is supposed to have been in Kosovo, June 1999. But Wesley Clark, that liar, and that Luciferian and Rhodes Scholar, failed to get World War III started. Look it up. I was in Kosovo 5 years. I know about that. I was there in December 1999. He's a failure in more ways than you could imagine. One evil individual. A Rhodes Scholar. Like Clinton, Rhodes Scholar. All of them that are Rhodes Scholars take a blood oath against you. Every single one. Look it up on your own. It's a fact. They pretend to be on your side. They pretend to be patriots, Christian, and they're absolutely not. The teachings of humanism behind closed doors is just this. Here we go. Traditional system, the law, the Bible, the right way to live that works is a God creation morality, the false state of man, and the free enterprise system. But see, humanism, they teach total hostile rejection of traditional beliefs, substitution of man, evolution, amorality, basic goodness of man, and one world system in its place. And when they picked up the steam, they start changing the so-called holidays. Columbus Day becomes Indigenous Day. They change the names of holidays. It's already started. That's how they work it. See, God's written the values in the Bible. If a man follows, he'll be prosperous and have life and love and joy and peace through God. But see, humanism teaches man's to follow his own changing values, to be responsible for the consequences of his action. Abortion, illegitimate births, lesbianism, homosexuality, murder, hatred, strife, contention. Let it all hang out, baby. Oh, you ever heard that before? That comes from Tavistock. Supposed to have gentleness and kindness and dependability and goodness and self-control. What's wrong with that? Not the humanist. It don't work that way. Values. Clarification. Values. Clarified. Isn't that sneaky? You see what they've done? The Ten Commandments of the humanists. Thou shalt strive to promote the greater good of humanity before all selfish desires. Number two, thou shalt be curious, for asking questions is the only way to find answers. Now, I can agree with that to a certain point. Number three, but you've got to have faith, though, in the truth of things you haven't seen. And that's in God, in Jesus Christ. There is a case for faith there. Blessed is he who has not seen and yet believe, he told Thomas. There's something to be said about that. There's a lot to be said about that. See, they take that number two and they push it to the limit. and they sneak in scientific, which is a bunch of nonsense. Go ahead. Compare a scientific book in the 1960s with 1990s and see what you get. Man, they change from year to year. They can never get it right. That's why we call it scientific theory. Hint. Number three, harm to your fellow human is harm to humanity. Therefore, thou shalt not kill, rape, rob, or otherwise victimize anyone. Don't say anything about following the commandments of God. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. Wait a minute here. Hold on a second. Hold the horses, Martha. This wild horse has gotten out of the barn. Do as thou wilt is their motto, correct? They're going to close down the prisons. Do as thou wilt. Well, you've got psychos that are out there that kill, rape, is their religion. So they got a real big problem coming their way. If they think the felons and the psychos and the murderers in prison today, in reality, when they're released out of prison, and they will, are going to all of a sudden join up, you know, in a kumbaya, cook marshmallows around a campfire, they got another thing coming. That do as I wilt goes for everybody. Well, you new agers better wake up right quick in what's coming your way. You can say thou shalt not kill, rape, rob, or otherwise victimize anyone, but when you eliminate the prisons, guess what's going to happen? And that's a guarantee. Number four, thou shalt treat all humans as equals, regardless of race, gender, age, creed, identity, orientation, physical ability, or status. Well, that sounds good, don't it? They'll tell you the rest of it, though. Thou shalt use reason as your guide. Oh, reason, okay. Science, knowledge, observation, rational analysis are the best ways to determine any course of action. See, that goes along with that prayer that Vice Admiral, well, that's probably a Freudian slip, that Vice Mayor gave at that Florida Commissioner's meeting when he gave that prayer to Satan about science, reason, as his prayer. Number six, thou shalt not force your beliefs upon another, really, nor insist that yours be the only correct way to live happily. In other words, don't spread the Great Commission. Just shut up and let everybody go to hell. Don't judge yourself when you're convicted, when you're doing the wrong thing and the Holy Spirit's convicting you. Forget that. Don't help guide your brother to the right path of the Ten Commandments of God. Don't do that. Isn't that what Billy Graham is saying now? Osteen? All those in TBN? It's not judging someone. You're helping them by letting them know you're going against God's commandments. We separate them from God. See what they're doing here? Seven. If thou dost govern, thou shalt govern with reason, not with superstition. Religion should have no place in any government which represents all people and beliefs. Now, I agree with that. Because Jesus Christ is not about religion. Jesus Christ is about salvation for all. If you accept him as your Savior. Not about religion. No religion is going to get you to heaven. Only Jesus Christ. He's not about religion or even Christianity. You say, what? Christianity, 40,000 different sects of beliefs. You tell me which one's the right one. Every one of them's different. 40,000 of them. Even one Baptist church to another's got different beliefs. What's up with that? Man, y'all better wake up now. Not about religion. Number eight, thou shalt act for the betterment of the fellow humans. And be, whenever possible, altruistic in your deeds. I guess Victoria Alston would love that one. Do good for yourself and God will love you. That's what she says. They've all changed since 1993. Number 9, thou shalt be good to the earth and its bounties, for without it, humankind is lost. Oh, Mother Earth, boy, let me tell you. Makeup and all. Oh, Mother Earth is where it's at. Okay. Humankind is lost without Mother Earth. Be good to the earth. Certainly be good to the earth, but there's a earth worship. And number 10, thou shalt impart thy knowledge and wisdom gained in your lifetime to the next generation, so that each passing century, humanity will grow wiser and more humane. I just wonder if Eve, when she grabbed that apple, and Adam, when they ate that apple of knowledge of good and evil, that was it worth it? That's the first thing come to my mind. Now, all that being said, tell me true. Let's see if I can find what I want to find. To try to tie the dots here together. And I'll continue for the next 30 minutes to compare exactly what they're teaching you. I got the time to do it today. And this will be the final one. I can see that now. Because I am going to be able to finish today. With this program. And then next week, of course, I will start structuring the attack upon our military. And boy, that's going to raise up a whole lot of eyebrows. We'll start talking about that. But see, it's all been based on the humanistic training that we've gotten since we were baby boomers. And it's coming to fruition now. And they're starting to cash in on it. They've even got this Florida Satanist wanting to start prayers in Florida in the town council meetings, in addition to one that's already taking place in another location. As a satanic worshiper, and he claims to be one. No bones about it. And it covers exactly the humanist attitude, the humanist manifesto, the humanist agenda. The Satanist in Florida wants the opportunity to open the town hall meeting with prayer, citing the recent Supreme Court decision in the town of Greece and versus Callaway. See what they're doing. And it's working. It's actually taking place in a lot of places, unfortunately. Now, I played the meeting before, an actual one that took place in Florida back in December.
Bigger is better.
It took place already. And it actually divided people inside the commissioner's meeting. And y'all can hear it if you were to look it up. It was in Lake Worth City Commissioner's meeting. Actually, I want to play it again. Now, when I've given you all the Ten Commandments, now listen to the prayer, what he says.
Here. Vice Mayor Scott Maxwell.
Here.
Commissioner Christopher McVoy.
Here.
Commissioner Andy Amoroso.
Here.
Commissioner John Zerdy.
Present.
If everyone would please rise for the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Vice Mayor Scott Maxwell.
December 2014, December the 2nd. Half the commissioners leave, half stay. A division.
Duly noted.
After they all left.
Our collective atheism, which is to say loving empathy, scientific evidence, and critical thinking, leads us to believe that we can create a better, more equal community without religious divisions. May we pray together. Mother Earth, we gather today in your redeeming and glorious presence to invoke your eternal guidance in the universe, the original creator of all things. May the efforts of this council blend the righteousness of Allah with the all-knowing wisdom of Satan. May Zeus, the great god of justice, grant us strength tonight. Jesus might forgive our shortcomings, while Buddha enlightens us through his divine affection. We praise you, Krishna, for the sanguine sacrifice that freed us all. After all, if Almighty Thor is with us, who can ever be against us? And finally, for the bounty of logic, reason, and science, we simply thank the atheists, agnostics, humanists, who now account for 1 in 5 Americans and growing rapidly. In closing, let us above all love one another, not to obtain mythical rewards for ourselves now, hereafter, or based on superstitious threats of eternal damnation, but rather embrace secular-based principles of morality and do good for goodness' sake. And so we pray. So what? Thank you, Council.
Now they're done with that invocation to Satan, including all the other gods.
To the flag of the United States of America.
And now in comes the other council members.
Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, agenda additions, deletions, or reordering. Pamela?
Yes, at this time, staff would like to...
That's a real meeting. And there's a second one I just read you a little while ago that wants to, it's a Satanist, using a court to be able to do it in all of them. So it's going to hit in other states, that's how it works. And when the states secede, they'll be taken in by the FEMA groups in each region. That's how it works. International Rights of Child, they're just waiting like a shark. Child euthanasia, so your children can die on their own decision, under the age of 18, because they're disabled. By lethal injection, they can elect to die. And you can't do nothing about it. When are people going to wake up? If you all were to get together and every night find out where your child was taught and then undo it, you got to homeschool. Take an hour. Take 30 minutes. Take 15 minutes. Have the preacher write down a prayer. If you can't pray, and just pray anyway. Say, family, can we talk for 15 minutes and just say a prayer? Oh, Dad, I don't want to. Boy, sit down. And just for 10 minutes. 10 minutes. And read it. The Holy Spirit will work. And you want to come out of his room. You don't have enough power to get him out of his room? Fine. Go to the door. Put your hand on the door. And pray there at the door and then go sit down. Pray it again at the door, go sit down. Pray again at the door, go sit down. Let the Holy Spirit work in your family. Renounce the blood oath, Freemasons. Do it now. Stop telling lies. Stop it. You better do something before it comes crashing down on your head. Because the Freemasons won't be there for you. I promise you, they're lying to you. If they keep lies to you and their families, what do you think they do at the higher level? God made man his own image. Spirit, soul, and body. That's three. That's plural, by the way, y'all. To be in fellowship with him. That's what we're here for. He didn't create me so we'd climb Mount Everest. I couldn't do it anyway. He made me to be in fellowship with him. But humanism teaches man is an animal. Soul, body. Needs only be rightly related with himself. That's been taught in your schools. Values clarification. God's supreme being. But humanism denies the existence of God. Just that prayer tells you, that's a commissioner's meeting for goodness sakes. In December of 2014. One in five Americans. Baby boomer passed on. Generations been manipulated and poisoned. God does not change. There is a certainty. Therefore, the system includes law, which defines certainty. Objective, not subjective. But humanism teaches there is no certainty because there is constant change. That's evolution. Therefore, law must be continually changed to the whims of man, who is a supreme being. Genesis 3:2-2. Man to become as a god. That's what the skull and bones secret number 3:2-2 is all about. Carrie and Bush talk about it on the show. When they were asked by Russert, who, by the way, died 3 or 4 years later on cancer, but yeah. He put Kerry, cousin of Bush, both of them on the spot in the 2 interviews. What's 3:2-2? Well, we can't tell you that. It's a secret. It means Genesis 3:2-2 is their secret. Man to become as a god. Rosicrucians like Ron Paul. They all believe that, pretending to be patriots, and they are absolutely not. Like Rick Joyner and General Boykin. They're Knights of Malta. They're not patriots at all. They pretend to be. They're absolutely not. They've taken a blood oath. Look it up. God's a supernatural being. Omnipotent means all powerful. Omnipresent means he's everywhere. Omnificent, knowledge of everything. And family, I'm not talking about Santa Claus, neither. I'm talking about your creator, God. Well, humanism teaches psychic phenomena to give man, supreme being, the sense of being supernatural. You know where that sense of supernatural really comes from? Freemasons? By possession. That's a royal secret. The royal secret that you don't know about in the 33rd degree that your Pentagon practices is sodomizing your own boy, child, or rape. And by that, opens up the chakra in the back of the head, allowing possession of the individual. Giving him powers that's really not his. That's down and dirty what it really is. Only a third of the royals of the 33rd degree Masons know this. Low down buck. Ride that goat. The secret's out. The Illuminati are going to kill every Freemason. Chapter 15 of the Protocols, learned Elders of Zion, confirmed this to be. You better learn it. They're coming after you. God teaches the truth that we have to ultimately answer directly to God for our actions. He is the judge. He is Jesus Christ that came down and incarnated human flesh, died on the cross, rose again, coming back. He is the judge when he comes back. Not the intercessor anymore. But humanism teaches that the individual need only answer to himself. You're your own judge. Now, if I'm not mistaken, those prisons throughout the United States have murderers, rapists, psychos, sociopaths. So that vice mayor in Florida better do a little thinking about what they stand for. Because they're going to be released. You know that the values clarification does reject absolute values in favor of situational ethics. That's an educated way of explaining it, what I've been saying now for the past hour and a half. You have life after death. But humanism denies life after death. That's where that comes from. Lying is wrong. But see, in humanism, lying is a relative term. Therefore, it doesn't exist if the person thinks it's okay that the end justifies the means. It always comes back on that, don't it? Y'all better think what you're dealing with here. Because it's getting ready to cash in. They're cashing in now on your kids. There's a devil. There's one called Satan. Humanism denies this. So secular humanism pretty much is an attempt to function as a civilized society with exclusion of God and his moral principles, and yet live with sociopaths and psychopaths within you and your population. How does that work? For them to exercise their right to be a sociopath or a psychopath, to kill, rape, murder, how do they do, what are they going to do? Create a robot that they can kill, murder, and rape? Or are they going to use whoever they can? Boy, yeah, I'll tell you what, you humanists, you better step back a minute and think about what you're dealing with. Like now. Because your cashing in is coming very soon. There's no turning back once it's put in place. God's name should not be profaned. Humanism allows profaning God's name since it's just an expression. God doesn't exist. God says that man is basically evil, separated from God, and God has to determine a set of values for him. Here comes values clarification. But humanism teaches that man is basically good, therefore is able to determine his own values by himself. Really? You want to tell Dahmer that? About a couple million others? How about Stalin? Pol Pot? Shall I continue with all the mass murders in the United States? The evil that's going on today? Really? God teaches that the law is the authority that establishes the boundary of conduct. But humanism teaches that no man need recognize any authority beyond himself. God's freely given by grace the law so that we might not sin, and Jesus Christ so that men might be reconciled by God. But humanism says, there's no sin. Man needs to be reconciled only to himself. That's where Maslow came in. He's Illuminati. Self-actualization. Self-realization. That's where that came from. Freud, Edward Bernays, Gramsci, Frank Nietzsche, Frank Ritter, Clinton Roosevelt, Marx, Manzini, all these guys, John Dewey, Horace Mann, Bertrand Russell, I just whip them right off, man. Every one of them are humanists in one form or another. Where there's jealousy, suspicion, and strife, there's disorder and every evil thing. But humanism says you question the decisions of those in authority. Teacher, parents, and role play strife and contention. You question decisions of those in authority. How about when they come up to these checkpoints? And they challenge the cops there just trying to check out these or those drunk. Am I arrested? Can I go? No, sir, we won't check. Are you putting me under arrest? You know you're on the camera here, right? Family, these Luke Randowskis and all those like them are humanists, Freemasons, and they're part of this agenda to question authority and to push the buttons to justify martial law and down the long run. That's what these Luke Randowskis and Fitzgeralds and all those like them that challenge authority. Now, when the authority calls you to sin, you say, well, no, I'm not going to do that. It goes against God. I'm not going to do what you tell me to do because that goes against the Ten Commandments. That goes against what God says. I'm going to put that mark on the beast like John MacArthur says you do. John MacArthur, Vazist, he's lying. He says you can take the mark, the tattoo, the digital implant. No, you can't. See, everything switched. God's established the order, a framework within which there's a governing authority. Romans 13 provides peace and tranquility. But now they're trying to change that, see? So they can establish a dictatorship. Oh, they're tricky. But humanism teaches man's peace and tranquility is within himself. Therefore, he's his own authority. There's a big A word that comes to my mind. Whether you have a good government or a bad government, either way, the big A comes up. You know what the big A is? It's called anarchy. Men and women are different. Really, they are. But humanism teaches that men and women are the same. Now you see what they're doing on TV. Physically, they're trying to make a man a woman a man, every which way they can. The family is a basic unit of society. The family has responsibilities to fulfill the physical necessities. But humanism teaches the individual is a basic unit of society. The society has responsibilities to fulfill the individual's physical necessities. God says that God is love. I'm love, he says. But humanism teaches sex is love. Really? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Forgiveness is required here. But humanism says love is never having to say I'm sorry. Whoa, wait a minute. Where have I heard that before? Because there's no need for forgiveness. Where have I heard that before? Love says is never having to say you're sorry. Is that not a TV or a movie at one time? Didn't Shirley MacLaine say in 1975 in a movie, I am God? See what the movies do? Well, that should open up some eyeballs today. I didn't even hardly cover it, actually. I'm going to continue this. I'm going to cover every one of their precepts. And I got a whole bunch of them. I'm going to let y'all have them, go on record with them. I may cover some of these tonight in my Bible study 8 to 9. You want to join me? Go ahead. 8 to 9, Bible study. 8 to 9 tonight, we'll talk a little bit about humanism and some other issues tonight. Biblical principles versus humanism. We'll do that tonight and finish up with it. It'll be part Bible study and part continuing on today. That way I finish it up and kill two birds with one stone. Y'all. Remind you all that John Kirkler, HighPointRadio.net, HighPointRadio.net plays our broadcasts, Bible studies, randomly on his network in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And he has sponsors that you can find on his website. You can use them. And for us, he plays my broadcasts and Bible studies on his network. My website is watchforjesus.com. My Facebook is Watchful for Jesus. So family, I appreciate y'all coming by today. And I've laid out as best I could in the short time I have, only 2 hours. Actually, it's been all week long. Tonight, I'll continue on with a Bible study format. When I say humanism, I talk about Satan and his influence in our country and in the world to make it one. And then God's commandments, that's Bible study part of it, and the other part's what to be warned against. So y'all join tonight, 8 o'clock if you'd like. Thank y'all for coming by. And next week, I want to talk about the military and the attack of our own country against our veterans by design, led by the Jesuits, the Roman Catholic Church, the humanists, absolutely in your military, big time, to take it down since 1950. By careful design to allow the UN to take over for the North American Union and the New World Order. It's all connected. You got to know your enemy to form your plan. Jesus Christ is the only way. There is no other way, veterans. There is no other way. Because within your own ranks, you have traitors. They're members of the Council of Foreign Relations. That are members of subversive groups within your own group. They're pretending to be patriots and they're not. To justify martial law. The family, they lose no matter what. They have lost on a supernatural basis. But the tribulations are coming. Judgment will come. Just pick the right side when this happens. Death is any time, you don't know when. The judgment starts for you then. Take Jesus Christ as your Savior now. Don't play around with this and bring your family back in the fold. Well, family, thank you for coming by today. And check out everything I've said. And we'll be back tonight, 8 to 9, Bible study. And then Monday, 4 to 6, kick it off, hit the ground running. You have a good night. God bless all of you. This is your watchman, Tom Gamble, and I'm signing off.
Sunlight from the skies, guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted in.
I am with you every day.